This is Kiss Talk. Kiss Talk with Jackie.
Jackie's so cute.
Jackie connects you to your community.
Kiss FM.
So I'm joined with Kelly Young today. She is the author and creator of RAWarrior.com, which is a website that she created to really just support the community out there that's dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. So thanks for joining me, Kelly.
Thank you, Jackie.
When were you diagnosed, Kelly? I want to talk a little bit about your story and how things started for you, and then kind of what inspired you to start this website to make an online community for other people.
I was finally diagnosed about 5 years ago after having symptoms on and off for about 25 years.
Wow, that's a long time to have symptoms.
Yeah, I did over the years ask about whether or not I might have RA, and I was always told I couldn't possibly have RA because I had a normal SED rate. And then even when my symptoms became severe and unrelenting, I went from doctor to doctor, and I was told that I wasn't sick and that I certainly didn't have RA. There was nothing wrong with me.
What did they say was normal when you kept checking back?
Well, I'd go to different doctors, and there's a common myth that if you have a normal SED rate, which is also called ESR, the sedimentation rate, it's what's commonly quoted if you hear someone get a cancer diagnosis. And, you know, an elevated SED rate can be a sign that there's something terribly wrong. And in some patients, maybe about half of patients with RA, the SED rate can be elevated. And that can be an indication of inflammation. But a large portion of patients have a normal SED rate throughout the course of their disease. It's really not a good diagnosis indicator.
That is crazy. 25 years is such a long time to be feeling one way and then having people tell you it's in your head. That is a long time.
Well, during those years, the symptoms would flare and then remit. So, you know, there might be several days where it was hard to walk, or I couldn't move my shoulder, couldn't move my arm.